Joel, we had a question from a listener about required minimum withdrawals. Do you want to read that?
Sure, yeah. It was from one of our listeners. His name is Tom, and he was wondering with the required minimum distributions, if you are getting a bigger distribution than you need, what you should do with the excess.
You know, we get that question a lot. We represent all sorts of folks that really don't need their required minimum withdrawals from their qualified accounts. So let's start with the easy stuff. Publication 590 of the Internal Revenue Code speaks to the issue of required minimum withdrawals. Give or take, it says you got to take out 3.93% of the value of your account as of the beginning of the year in which you reach age 70 and a half. So for people that need the money, that's a no-brainer. Take a monthly withdrawal. Take your required minimum withdrawal, divide by 12, and have at it every month. For people like Tom that don't need the money or don't need all the money, the strategy for me is real clear. Wait till the end of the year. You don't need to pay the tax till later. You get to earn money on money you otherwise would pay in income tax. And then from a practical standpoint, you're able to reinvest, re-register, if you will, shares in your IRA account into a non-qualified account. Government says you got to technically take constructive receipt, which in English means they just want their tax on the money. So for people that don't need their distribution, wait till late in the year. We'll do the math for them. We'll know to the penny what they need to take out, and we can just re-register those shares into a regular brokerage account for them. And you know, the nice part is that you don't have to pay fees and commissions all over again. We can just re-register shares. That's free. And then have out the money anytime you need to. It's a good way to take care of it. And we can also put it on automatic pilot, meaning that we can calculate the amount of the withdrawal every year and re-register the dollar amount that is necessary every year, and it's pretty seamless. But good for him for having more money than he needs. I'd like to congratulate him for that.